Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is a big party morning show.
We have the dang jar in here. I finally got it. I'm always late on everything, but I have a big old jug in here, big jar. Actually, it's a big giant beer mug that's never been used. It says do yourself good on it. Isn't that funny? It's a going away present a long time ago. Not yet. I was looking around for something and I want something special. And someone gave that to me a long time ago, and I've always had it. And it's just do yourself good on the side. So I decided to bring that in and make that the dang jar. Unless you think of something else that might be appropriate, like, you know, I don't know.
It's several dollars light.
Yeah, I need to add some money. I don't have $3.
He's like profited so far off of the dang jar.
Yeah,
it was his dang
Molly
pocket.
Molly owes a dang jar. Yeah, you did. You did a dang yesterday.
She'll have to pay us in. She can pay us in Bitcoin.
Right.
Molly can pay in either Litecoin or Bitcoin.
I'll give you a scratch off of
Ethereum if you want.
The thing with it, that a year from now, what we'll do is we'll just use all the money that's in there for, I don't know, for a party or something like that. I don't know. Maybe we can just give it away.
A dinner out.
Maybe we give it away on the air. I don't know. It could be tens of dollars.
Do you plan on saying, dang?
Yeah, well, yeah.
A lot?
Yeah. I think, well, you know.
I mean, the idea of the dang jar was to help curb you from going.
Well, I don't want to.
Dang.
All the time.
There was a time when party would say it like.
All the time.
At least at radio up here, you'd say it after everything.
Yeah. And it's only on the air. It's not off air. I just think there's moments where that needs to be used.
No. The dang jar among the three of us.
Oh, come on.
The meter's always running. Doesn't count when we're talking about saying dang now. It's when you use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Dang.
When a spontaneous dang happens.
Because I did it yesterday
dang.
A couple times in the cubicle. So that's what you're talking about. It's light. Okay. All right. It makes sense.
What's the
idea of a cuss jar? A cuss jar is to limit yourself from cussing.
Yeah.
Puts a little penalty.
But I can't help it. That word is just amazing.
Feels so good.
It does feel good, and that's the beauty of it. You can do it long, short, or medium. It's just a word that describes different ways.
Listen, if you want to be that dang guy,
no,
you go do it.
No,
dang it.
You see, you can't even say that. Well, you can say that. It's more like the, I don't know, how would you describe it?
We're in the protective bubble because we are discussing the word dang. So none of this is a rolling tally. We can all, within this break,
all right,
say dang as much as we like because we're referencing it.
All right, so when you tell me, when you're on the air or whatever, and there's a moment, like say you say someone cheated on someone, I'm like, dang!
Yes.
Then...
In the jar it goes.
And that's your dang word. Now, we could have the option that we could give him a reprieve off dang if another word becomes problematic. The dang jar is where the money goes to limit the dang words we keep trying not to say anymore.
Ooh, okay.
I didn't realize that dang was a word we were trying not to say.
We could assign a dang word to Molly.
You can assign a
dang word to me.
Okay. All right. That's the deal.
But we highlight those dang words when they become problematic.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it had become problematic. I enjoy the use of dang. It makes me giggle.
It does?
Yeah, it does. Like, it's one of those words where I hear it and I'm like, that's so...
That's so dang stupid.
That's a dang stupid. So I can't believe you... Dang it, I can't believe you said it again. Honestly, like, it's one of those words where I hear it and it makes me giggle. I mean, it's just... I don't know.
I think Molly's dang word would be...
You don't hang with him after.
Yeah, you don't talk to me after this.
9:50.
Yeah, you don't have any conversation.
You don't hear dang, 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 dang for 3 hours.
See, it's still making
more.
Me laugh.
Dang, dang, dang.
I noticed yesterday I was danging it a little
you
bit.
You wanted to get rid of it a long time ago. If you don't, I think you're enjoying the word.
I do.
When we flash light on it, it feels warm.
It does.
You're like, I like it.
Yeah. I think Molly's...
Feed the dang jar. It all goes to charity.
Yeah, I know, but we got to... It's the dang word jar. Molly should be lovely.
You could start some dang
it's
charity.
Lovely.
You could start some dang charity. For parties, dang kids.
What's
for the
Jeff's
dang
word?
Kids? I don't know yet.
Well,
we got to get his word. We
recognize when.
See how quickly he was with my word, though.
No, we're
see
just
how, see
well,
how quick
not
that
get
was.
Sensitive.
I didn't, it's too late.
I didn't hear what his word was.
Lovely. I mean, because we make fun of her because of that all the time. Because everything's lovely. A woman would call with three eyes and missing four fingers and just horrid, and she'll go, "Oh, but you sound so lovely." Does that mean
stunning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say stunning.
Yeah.
I'm with Molly too. I think you rushed it.
Stunning. Party. Oh, come on.
That was in the holster. He was ready. He was like, "Let's get Molly's word out there. Lovely. I don't know. It's just off the top of my head. I haven't been thinking about this for a long time."
And it has to be.
Just get a room already.
The dang,
both of you.
The dang word, by the way. It's like your Facebook profile. You can't change it every other day.
The word's
locked in a little bit.
Okay,
like we can't constantly say, "Molly, you're annoying me with that word." No. It's
that's
not lovely.
Come on.
So you're locked and loaded with lovely.
Lovely.
For a week.
All right, a week at a time, it'll change. It can change. Better yet, it can change in a week.
And people could call in and they could suggest words. They could email us and say, "I hate every time Jeff's face says blank."
Yeah.
Goes in the dang jar. And a year from now, this massive charity, Parties Dang Kids, has raised tens of dollars for that dang camp.
That boy Trevor can almost maybe go to camp and have lunch almost one day.
Yeah, I can
see
it.
We paid for half of Trevor's membership to the inaugural one-person Parties Dang Kids camp.
You know when you drive through the when you drive through the camp, you know what you're driving through? When you drive under, it'll be like
it's not
camp.
Through, it's more past.
It'll be called Camp Dang.
It's you know what? You know why it's a great camp? Because we give a dang about kids.
There you go.
It's lovely.
There you go.
But it all starts somewhere, and it starts right now.
All right.
You're welcome, future Trevor. Seriously, though, we're going to
so
need your mom
really,
or Pam to pay for half of your camp.
You could just
it's
get...
It's the dang jar. It is the dang jar.
Channel. 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
But all eyes are we're on Pennsylvania today because Punxsutawney Phil's Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, and we got the Eagles playing the Super Bowl and the Wing Bowl. Today in Philadelphia in front of 20,000 screaming fans. And on the phone, Molly Schuyler, the winner.
The winner.
Of the 2018 Wing Bowl. Molly, good morning.
What up, yo?
Hey. How are you? How's it going?
God, I miss you guys.
Oh, God, we miss you. My Lord, we can only follow you. You've been doing so many things. Where are you living at, Molly? Where are you at now?
Currently Northern California.
Okay, that's right. You moved from Bellevue here to Northern California. All right, so this is fun. You just did your you won the Wing Bowl this morning, actually. So
you just made history. You crossed the threshold. How many wings did you eat in 30 minutes?
501.
So what did it feel like at 499? Wow. I love how you hit 500 and went one over because that's a record.
I'm like, shoot me now.
Yeah. Seriously, how sick, how gross, like, did it happen at 380? Did it happen at 400?
No, they were good. It's just, you're tired, and the taste of eventually, it's like, you know, if you sat down and ate, like, a meal of wings, you're like, oh, and you eat, like, 50 more meals of wings, you're like, the taste is getting really old now.
Oh, no kidding.
Do you feel sick right now? I mean, how do you sound great. You just ate 501 wings, what, hour ago?
Did you throw up?
No, we just got back to the hotel, and we're going to go out and
that's
hit
awesome.
The town, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, so, my belly would be, like, exploding. Now,
you take a nap, right? I mean, if I...
Oh, no, they were taking pictures of it, and I was like, yeah, it looks like I had 9 months pregnant. I was like, nah.
Oh, my gosh.
please don't post pictures of that.
All right, so Molly, we had Molly on the phone. You just broke the record for wings.
501. What was second place? Who came in second and how many wings?
Dave Brunelli, I want to say 381.
Oh, not even close. Oh, my gosh.
381, because you're one of the few that's ever gone over 400. Most guys, nobody cracks 300.
Oh, my gosh.
And you've gone 429, you've done 440, and now 501. Like, you dominate. You're the Michael Jordan of competitive eating.
I try. You got to do something, do it well, right?
Yes, no absolutely. Kidding. All right, Molly, everyone asks, you know, we've been, you know, running around talking about, you know, since it ended here, an hour ago or whatever. How do you prepare? That's what everyone wants to know. How do you prepare to eat that much food in one sitting?
You know, I drink a lot of water. People stretch their stomachs with water a lot. So it's, because eating gets really, when it's your job, eating just isn't very fun all the time anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, just a lot of water and, you know,
Okay. All right.
What's the technique? That's my big thing. So these were wings that had bones, correct?
Yes.
So what's the technique? Are they making sure that you're getting all the meat off the bone? Like, how thorough do you have to be with sucking off the meat?
Well, they have plates of 20 that they go off of, and then they kind of judge, give you like a 0 through 20 based on how clean the plate is. So,
okay, so you just keep going. You're watching that number tally. And are they drums and flaps?
Yes.
Or just, okay.
Yes. Yep.
What's your technique? How do you get through all those bones?
Well, you don't eat the bone.
No, I know. I'm saying get around them.
No, you kind of take the drummies and corn cob if you can, and then the other ones just split it apart and suck off the meat.
Okay.
You're such a champion.
I know,
Molly Schuyler, 501 wings in 30 minutes. Hey, do you miss Omaha? Do you want to say hi to anybody back here?
Oh, my God. Everyone at Omaha Morning Blend, you guys. Heck yeah, dude. Stella's Bar and Grill, Bellevue.
Yeah. I was just at Stella's last week. It's still good.
All right.
It's still good. Hey, did you, we were talking about that. Did you, you've eaten a Stellinator there, right?
Yeah, I have the record on that there, too.
Okay. What was the record there?
I want to say 3 minutes, something. I don't know. It was a long time ago.
I just had a double burger there, and oh my God, that thing was big. I can't imagine eating a Stellinator. I had to split that thing up to eat that. But that's impressive, Molly. God, we're proud of you. This is awesome.
It's your third win in 5 years, 501 wings. You just won the Wing Cup. What did you announce on stage? What was your winning speech? What did you tell the crowd of 20,000 people who have been drinking since 3 a.m.?
I think I said I was tired. I'm going to go take a nap.
And what'd you win? What are your winnings?
I won a 2018 Hyundai Sonata. I won $5,000 and rings. It was like worth like $7,500 and some other stuff. And yeah.
Oh wow! Is this the biggest prize? The biggest prize you've won, or is there other big ones?
Pretty close. It's that, or maybe something else pretty close to that.
I won a Harley
with $10,000 once, so that was pretty nice.
And I assume eat for free wherever you want if people recognize you. Doesn't every restaurant want to take a picture and put you on the wall?
Yeah. It's kind of like, okay.
You're like, I just was going to have a salad. And they're like, if you can eat our old 9-7-er, it's only 97 ounces.
All right, man, that's
cool.
I'll just take a salad.
Okay.
I get mad.
And how much do you weigh right now, if I can ask? I know you never ask a lady, but how much do you weigh?
Not 115 anymore.
115!
But I'd say
500 wings!
Probably about 140 right now.
140? Okay.
No, that's with the food in
with
you, right?
With the food. Yeah. 500
that's
wings
with
pass
the
on
food.
Some temporary weight.
That's crazy.
Smokes. Well, Molly, when do you come to town back to Omaha often or Bellevue?
I'll be trying to move back there this summer. That's the plan.
Oh, really? Well, gosh, you got to stop in.
We want to welcome you back. We want to go get a burger with you at Stella's.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I'm there. I am there.
Okay, that is the plan. Congratulations, Molly. Thanks for jumping on, man. We appreciate it.
Not a problem, guys. I love you.
Thank you, Molly. We're so proud of you. Molly Schuyler.
Molly Schuyler, right.
So if you watch this stuff, you'll see Molly. She does the 4th of July Nathan's Hot Dogs now with names like Joey Chestnut. I mean, we don't, like, follow this like super fans. It's just The name, she's like a name
she's
now.
She's local, yeah.
And in competitive eating, she's like the name now. This is her third win in 5 years and like massive numbers for wings with big fat guys that do this.
They've been doing this forever. Yeah, it's just, she's a phenom right here. So, yeah, fantastic.
381 was second place. 381 wings, wow. And she did 531.
No one's ever going to beat that.
Don't you want to go eat some wings?
I do want to eat wings. By the way, this weekend, this weekend's the biggest wing eating weekend of the year.
Oh, yeah, it's probably like a chicken atrocity.
Yeah, it is. They're saying there will not be
like the hashtag for the chickens.
Yeah, exactly.
They said there won't be a shortage. I mean, there's talking 1.3 billion wings are going to be eaten.
Okay, can I ask you a dumb question? What happens to the part of the chicken that doesn't have two wings now?
They let them run around.
Does that become chicken nuggets?
Well, yeah, chicken nuggets, and then obviously they process them into other things, breasts.
Ready for this? There's a that is enough wings to put 625 wings on every seat in all 32 NFL stadiums. It's enough wings to circle the earth three times.
By what, we'll just get eaten Sunday?
Yeah, the weekend, including the whole week. They're counting
gross.
Tomorrow.
Gross.
Too, also.
Including what Molly ate.
Yeah, including what Molly
Skylar.
Ate.
Skylar.
Yeah, that's just insane. The numbers of wings that are going to be devoured this weekend are just going to be
But I think it's
crazy.
Funny is that the two Mollies on the show, Molly Schuyler eats 501. Molly Kavanaugh hates wings.
She hates
So
she
if we ever did like a food eating challenge with Schuyler in the studio and Molly there on FaceTime,
how
many Molly could you eat? What would be the challenge? 10?
3.
But hers is like, the bone.
Like, we just make Molly eat 5?
I can't do the bones.
She just can't eat meat on a bone, yeah. Otherwise, she
Creeps
can eat chicken
out.
McNuggets all day long, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. The wingdings that don't have the bone. You can eat those
without the bone.
All day long.
Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Big, big, big party show. Big, big party show. While I'm sitting on the john,
we believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
Big party show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.